With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. During this afternoon's state budget address, Governor Dennis Dugard outlined several concerns with state revenue. But the governor told legislators not all of the predictions for the next 2 years are dire.
We expect positive economic growth, but need to be cautious given recent sluggish revenue growth. Inflation is an important variable because inflation has a direct impact on the growth of our sales tax. Higher inflation creates stronger growth in sales tax revenue, but lower inflation, as we've experienced the past several years, leads to slower growth in sales taxes. Inflation is anticipated to be in the 1.7 to 2.2% range over the next 2 years, slightly stronger than in recent past, but still less than historically seen.
Dugard says the numbers are not bad, but they are precarious.
The forecast assumes no economic recession will occur, nor a major disruption from abroad, and it also assumes steady housing and construction activity over the next 2 years.
Dugard says there is no money for substantial increases in Medicaid or public education. He says there is no money to give pay raises to state employees, although he wants to keep workers' salaries in certain professions from falling further behind wages in other states. Officials at the University of Central Florida have named an Aberdeen native as their next head football coach. Josh Heupel was a standout quarterback at Aberdeen Central High School and won a national championship at the University of Oklahoma in 2000. UCF officials have tapped Heupel to replace Scott Frost, who accepted the head coaching job at the University of Nebraska last week. Heupel has spent the last 2 seasons as offensive coordinator for the University of Missouri. He previously worked for 8 years as a quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. In the weather forecast, a couple of advisories to pass along. A wind advisory for central and southwestern South Dakota has been allowed to expire. Winter weather advisory in effect for the Black Hills late tonight into tomorrow evening. You're with SDPB.